This is 100 FM, Dundalk's local radio.
It is Saturday Super House with Tommy and Liam. How are you, Liam?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm grand, grand. No complaints. No radio play this week?
No.
Time just got a bit ahead of us this week.
It has we got caught and we just couldn't put it together, Tommy, I suppose. Just laziness as well.
Am I being blamed for this, Liam? Am I being blamed?
Generally, yes, because you do the radio shows anyway.
Well, you know, I am the talent. I am the talent here.
Tommy the talent.
I'm the graft, though. Which I have to point out is very odd because there's no one about in a radio station today.
Yeah.
So are we the only people who actually work?
No, well, normally you have Michael around here, but the door's wide open.
Car park empty.
Yeah.
And the streets, I didn't actually see anyone on the streets.
No, normally in the car park outside, there's a few, and yet I see nobody.
It's like the place is dead.
Bit like 28 days later?
Or The Omega Man with Charlton Heston.
I can't say I know that one, but I do know.
It's the same book that I Am Legend is based on.
All right, okay. Yeah. Well, it seems like we're in a movie scene.
Yeah, it's very odd. So what have we coming up today, Liam? What's going on?
Well, we have the new Dr. C. Litt.
Dr. C. Litt. Charles Litt.
Agony Auntie. Auntie or Uncle, or whatever you want to call him. He's coming up today. This is a new slot for us. So as we said last week, if you have any relationship problems, right?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Or any problems. Anything that we might actually... Oh, not us. Not us.
No. Dr. C. Litt.
Yeah, Charles Litt.
After.
Would, have something maybe funny to say about it. So not actual real problems, please.
And also, we've got Blanche Yams, our ex-pageant beauty queen from Deep South.
Yeah, and she's going to give us some sort of celebrity news, isn't it?
Yeah, she's going to... It's like a kind of gossip column. Only she'll be telling us all from over in the States.
I just want to point out at this stage that we have actually seen someone there. There's a guy standing at the radio window.
Just wave out to him, Tommy.
Yeah, he's just kind of staring at us, Liam.
Yeah, he's not. It's funny. Most people that go past that window say hello or do whatever, but he's...
You all right now, lad?
How are you doing? Happy Halloween.
He's freaky. He's just staring at you, Liam.
Yeah, well.
Is that blood on his face?
No, it's not. It is.
Oh, hold on, there's another fella coming.
Oh.
What's going on here now?
It's a bit peculiar.
Yeah.
His clothes are a bit tattered and torn.
Lads, they're hitting the window here. They're slamming on the window.
Lads. Come on,
quit
it up.
Lads.
We call the guards.
Lads, stop.
Stop again,
my God!
What's that?
It's Dundalk in the dead!
Let's get out of here.
Grab the microphone, Liam. Just get out the door.
Let's go now.
Right, come on, Liam. Help me. Put this filing cabinet up against the door. Up against it.
Tommy, I found this fish tank. Will I put that up against it?
It might break and we don't have the sound effect. Put it up. Right. Do you think that's going to hold, Liam? Do you think it'll hold?
I think so, Tommy. We're safe now.
It's not holding.
Hit them, Liam. Hit them with your handbag, Liam.
Do you think that killed them?
I think they're dead.
They're not moving.
They're not dead!
Down to the basement!
Run! Down the basement!
I think we'll have to do the show from here, Liam. I'm not coming back out, though.
Well, I'm not moving out of here, Tommy.
Grand. Have a song. Liam?
Yeah, he's done.
There's something strange in your neighborhood.
afraid of no ghosts. If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.
Ghostbusters!
I'm afraid of no ghosts. I hear it likes to guess. I'm afraid of no ghosts.
They just all get fooled. They just get fooled.
Well, how could they get fooled? We're in the basement now. We're going to do the rest of the show from the basement.
The basement. It's actually very wet, dungy basement. Last week it was brilliant. We were in Studio 6 in the height of...
I just think during the week, Brendan got asked... did he get asked, or is that just a rumour around the place, that he got asked to go to the Biffy Clyro concert on in March and maybe interview people?
It was a vicious rumour.
Is it a vicious rumour?
It's a rumour spread by fish. A vicious rumour.
Right, fair enough. Yeah. Well, actually, it might happen. Who knows? Tom Sheen.
Yes.
Well, here we are for another week, Saturday Superhouse. And we've got a lot of Halloween stuff coming up today.
As you can hear,
the water dripping in the background here. And, you know, we're going to get ready for our Halloween special today. Which we have a mix of everything going on today. What's that?
It's zombies. It's Halloween, Liam. We have to go with this.
Okay, let them in.
No.
Do you
want
again?
Right, what have we got coming up?
Sounds like cows in the field.
I know, yeah, zombie cows.
Yeah, that's actually what you see in the Shaun of the Dead, or one of them that they actually had that, where the cows got bitten and the cow came back chasing after your man.
I don't remember that.
Well, it was in one of them horror films.
It's not Shaun of the Dead, anyway.
No, it's something else then. Yes, what have we got coming up today?
Well, we have a load of cows in the studio. We have a number of things. Halloween team from the basement here at Dundalk FM. We have a couple of fun facts about Halloween, Halloween films and stuff like that coming up. We also have Dr. Charles Litt.
He'll be coming up later on today.
It'll be after 3 o'clock, is it?
I think around half three. I think he said he would be.
And we have
Blanche of the Yams.
Blanche of the Yams.
And she's going to do...
Gossip column. From the States. And she'll be on, I think, between 2.45 to 3 o'clock, in around that time frame.
Good. So we have Weird News.
Our usual Weird News, which everyone likes.
And Liam will be explaining something.
I will be explaining
something. Is it Halloween themed this week, or is it not?
Yeah, well, I was kind of betwixt and between on what I was going to do. But yes, I did end up going with a Halloween kind of theme. Right. But I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. We'll wait till that happens. And then we'll because I will need your expertise. And as you always have a few questions about the particular item that I have, so I want you to join in with that. So we'll let you know more about that in a little
while. Yeah, and we're going to try and become more interactive with the listeners out there. We want more feedback from you. We want you to be as part of the show as. And with that in mind, I'll say that Liam has no ability to actually interact with anyone this week because his computer has finally died.
It's not to do with my computer, it's just me. I have no ability to interact with people anyway. No, my computer is not giving me any access to the internet at the minute, so I'm de-threading it at the minute, so it could take a while.
So I want to say hello to Judy and Evie and George.
Hello Judy, hello Edie.
In the chat room on saturdaysuperhouse.com/live-chat.
Or if you want to text us, what can they do?
They can 087-0909-791, and if you're outside the Fair Isles, it's +35387-0909-791. You can also get me on Twitter at Tommy Kelly. That's TOMMIE Kelly. You can go to at Saturday Super Ho on Twitter, but we don't actually monitor it, so don't bother. You can email us on.
I actually will now because of the.
I was about to say, you can email us on Needle in the Groove Saturday Superhouse FM@gmail.com, and you can find us on Facebook, and that's just Saturday Superhouse, is it?
It's Saturday Superhouse. Yeah, it is. Yeah, Facebook. Or you just find us in the studio.
Yeah, just come along. Yeah, you can ring Liam on 0879. So yeah, come and talk to us because we want you to be as much part of the show as Liam is. And by that I mean, do no work and let Tommy do everything. Yes.
Judy
says hello to you, Liam.
Hello, Judy. Sorry about not being able to get on at the minute because the computer is just absolutely giving me problems. I've been starting to listen to a lot more of Howard Stern. Trying to get back in again.
I don't know what's going on now. This is live from the basement here in Dundalk FM.
Is that the cows?
with the cows and various other things. So we're going to go into a song. This song that we're going to do now is it's leading in from the last song we did, which was Ray Park Jr. And Ghostbusters. This is the song that he allegedly stole it from. Yeah, and it is quite similar, but he says he didn't, and I don't know. Ghostbusters is obviously a much more well-known song than this. So this is Huey Lewis in the News, and I Want a New Drug. Hello, hello. sorry as I cough up along. So it is Halloween. Well, yes. It's Halloween. Tuesday, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
We get an extra hour tonight, don't we?
Yeah, the clocks go back an hour tonight, isn't it?
They do indeed.
We thought it came down this morning, and because I actually slept, but I slept on the couch till 3 o'clock this morning.
Slept.
And she actually said to me, she says, no, the clocks went back last night. And I says, no, Saturday night. No, it went back last night. Because see, when I go into bed, I always have my clock a half an hour ahead of myself. So when the alarm goes off, I know I have a half an hour still. But I didn't. I put it an hour behind. And when I woke up this morning, it's grand, it's 9 o'clock. But it was 10 o'clock.
Oh, no.
She was waiting to go. And she said, Dad, it's late. Oh, that's just it. No, it's tonight. It goes back an hour tonight.
This is a public... what's the thing where you say public...
announcement.
Public... Were you trying to help the public? Why is my brain not working?
I don't know. We're not helping the public.
This is the public.
We are not
this
here to
public
help.
Public image limit.
We are not here to help the public.
Anyway, this is the basement of Dundalk FM. We are down here because it's Dundalk of the Dead today.
Well,
we've
you
been
can hear the water
being
dripping in the background here.
Yeah. So, yeah, it being Halloween, decided that we come up with some interesting facts and kind of something funny, things you might know about Halloween and Halloween films. And so, in the first part of this, we'll. Just go through some of these. Did you know, Liam? Did you know?
I did.
All right, okay. We'll go on to another one. Did you know that...
Come back to that
this
one.
Actually, this can ruin a film for you, though.
Yeah.
You know the mask in Halloween?
Yes.
Your man, the very first one?
Yeah.
It's actually William Shatner's face painted white.
Really?
Yeah. The production crew bought the cheapest mask they could find at a Halloween store.
Okay.
And it happened to be William Shatner. And they just painted it white. And if you look at it, people out there at home, go and put it in... Halloween mask into Google, and it's just William Shatner.
I must just check that out because I always
it's true. Not that you
know. No, but I always thought that the mask that they used in that was an old or a very forced ice hockey mask, goalkeeper's mask.
No, you're thinking of Jason from Friday the 13th.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I knew it was one of the two. Yeah. Anyway, I wasn't sure which is that.
Do you have anything interesting to
me? No, nothing at all. So
right, okay. Did you know that the first movie to show a toilet flushing is Psycho? Up until then, there was never a toilet flushed in any film.
All right. Well, there's someone flushing the toilets in the background here because you can hear that water dripping down from the pipes.
Sorry about that.
In real life, Sissy Spacek was voted Homecoming Queen.
Yeah, that's a reference to the film Carrie, which where she was the butt of the joke in Carrie at the end of that. Or Carrie.
Carrie, I think it was.
Right, so Robert De Niro was considered for the role of Jack in The Shining, but Stanley Kubrick thought he wasn't psychotic enough after watching Taxi Driver. He also considered Robin Williams for the role, but thought he was too psychotic after watching Mork and Mindy.
Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine a Robert De Niro in The Shining? It would have been a very different film.
Would you have put him into? Would he been your first choice in that? I don't know.
No, I wasn't part of that decision.
Would you have put him into it?
No, I don't know. It's like if say Robert De Niro had always been in The Shining, that's how he knew the film. Would you go Jack Nicholson in The Shining?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but that's the same thing. But I think Jack Nicholson was very good in it. Where he looks in, here's Johnny.
Yeah.
Now, actually, Bosco chocolate syrup was used as blood in The Night of the Living Dead.
Right, Bosco.
Yeah.
And that's obviously an American thing.
Well, I mean, I the only Bosco I remember, and I have this vision now, right?
Yeah.
Bosco, years ago in Ireland, was a hand puppet that is here, right?
Right.
Where people used to do the whole trick that they're going around, and they showed them your hand, and then they'd say, what's that? And someone would say, Bosco in the nude. Right. Now, I have this vision now, that this little green and white shirt with the red hair, it was minced through this mincer just to get this chocolate syrup.
Hopefully,
for the blood.
I hate Bosco. I actually seen Bosco live when I was a kid in the town hall here in Dundalk. Yeah, it was that and the Wonderly Wagon.
Oh,
that
yes.
That did it's the whole stage show. And all I can remember is that I was messing on, you know, the seats, the foldy seats.
Yeah.
I was messing on so much I broke it. Sorry about that, town hall.
Well, actually, just before you do go any further, speaking of terrifying things and Halloween and all that, the very first live thing I've ever seen, puppet type thing I have ever seen, was actual live version of puppets was the Wombles.
Really?
And I remember seeing them in Dublin, and when they came down through the aisle, I crapped myself.
Right, so that's a very strange reaction to have to something.
Well, that's scary.
Did you know that Scream,
Yes.
The original name for it was Scary Movie. You know the films that came out for Scary Movie, where they take the piss out of it, but yeah, it was originally called Scary Movie. And the original name for Texas Chainsaw Mascot was Head Cheese.
Very good. Yeah. Did you know the word Elm Street was actually never used in the original Nightmare on Elm Street?
Even on street signs, right?
Well, that's what it said. Not in the original one. Now, okay. It possibly was used in the later ones. Later after. Ones, yeah. You know, the 50 Elm Street, Nightmare on Elm Street 50.
First one's very good. I'm a fan. The remake's okay as well. It's not brilliant, but it's
who's in the remake?
The guy, you know, Watchmen, you know, Rorschach, the guy who says he's Freddy in it.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Robert England was always.
Robert Freddy. England.
That's England. Isn't that what you call
England.
It?
Yeah, not England.
But he was
Robert Britton.
Yes, Robert Britton.
Bruce of Britton
from Little Britain.
Yeah,
he's actually in that program V.
He is. Yeah,
he Willie as well. What was it?
Willie is his name.
Yeah, he was a real timid guy in it.
The original title for Halloween was The Babysitter Murders. Yeah, that would have been straight to video. The barf used in The Exorcist was actually Anderson's pea soup. They tried Campbell's soup, but they didn't like the way it looked.
Jennifer Love Hewitt was offered the role of the mom in The Ring, but she turned it down.
Yeah, good for her. But is she the Ghost Whisperer or the Medium, or which one is she? Ghost Whisperer.
I couldn't tell you.
Drew Barrymore auditioned for the role of Carol Ann in Poltergeist. They're here. But Steven Spielberg wanted someone more angelic. Drew's Poltergeist audition led her to getting cast in E.T. though, so there you go.
All right. You know the film Saw?
I seen Saw, yeah.
Did you?
I see saw.
It was filmed in 18 days.
18 days?
There you go. And that must be, and now I can only imagine it was the original one, not all the put together, because they're on the 50th one of that one as well.
Six. Tom Cruise was offered the role of Edward Scissorhands. What a different world we would have lived in if that had been true.
Edward Scissorhands.
But he turned it down because he wanted a happier ending.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Weirdo. Yeah. Where we are? The church... The cat in Pet Sematary was actually played by seven different cats. Seven different cats.
There you go.
Each cat was trained to do a specific trick.
Yeah, you know what gets me about people that say specific as Pacific, and that's an ocean. You know, specifically. Anyway, Audrey Hepburn was the favourite to play the mom in The Exorcist, but she turned it down because she only wanted to take the role if the movie was filmed in Rome. Again, what a different world we would have lived in if it was in Rome.
Well, here's another one now. That we were talking about The Shining earlier on.
The Shining.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson. Yeah. Here's Johnny. Yeah. Was considered for the role of Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
I don't think so, because I think...
No, I can, Liam. You can't tell me whether I can see it or not.
You can't see it because it's not in here.
Oh, Bones, Martin Lone, Townsend has entered...
The chat room.
Yeah. Welcome, Martin Lone.
Tommy.
Yeah?
I think we're going to go to our money-making machine.
And
make some ads, and we'll be back after with more madness and mayhem.
And loud sound effects.
Zoe Strauss. Tommy and Lee. Tommy and Lee.
Colors on our skin, we were light and clear. are shining. And we'll never be afraid again. Say my name. And every color will be in the wind. Say my name. And every color will be in the wind. We are shining. And we'll never be afraid again. Say my name. And every color will be in the wind. We are shining.
Okay, and joining me now in the studio, Liam has just walked out because that's Liam's unprofessional manner. Joining me in the studio is Dr. Charles Litt. So, introduce yourself there, Charles.
Good afternoon.
Okay, Charles, interesting accent you have there. Can you give us a bit of background? Who are you to give anyone any help whatsoever?
Welcome to my show. To your show. Welcome.
Welcome to my show, yeah.
Yes, welcome to your show. I am... how you say...
I don't know how you say it.
Dirty, I say it.
You're dirty, boy.
So I study dirty problem in college.
Dirty problem,
you know, because a lot of relationships have dirty problems.
Okay, right.
And we...
Just, please, just define dirty problem, please, for us.
Well, in most relationship...
Yes.
You have, say, a lot of goodness.
Okay.
Coitus. You know what coitus? Yes?
I'm aware of it.
Okay. Coitus. We have a lot of coitus. And what we've
done... Hold on. You are speculating, may I put it to you, that in relationships, Mr. Charles Litt, there is a lot of coitus. Is this what you're saying?
Well, unless relationship have broke down, yes, a lot of coitus.
Okay.
A lot of coitus.
Moving along. what is your... what's your education? What's your qualifications? And
school.
School?
Yeah.
What's
and college.
School? Is traffic school or
It's in sex therapy.
Right. Okay.
In homeland, motherland.
Wait, which is what?
Germany.
China. So you're Chinese man. you're German.
No. Yes, I am German. Can you not tell from the name, Charles Litt?
Dr. C. Litt, we would say. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's right. So we'll move into our first number. Oh no, have you something to say? You seem eager to talk now.
No, Igor is my brother.
Oh, Igor Litt. Okay. So we'll move into the first question sent to us by our listeners.
I welcome each week.
Okay.
I welcome a lot of problem.
Okay.
And if you have a money problem, I don't care.
Okay.
It's relationship problem I need to help with.
Okay.
And with that, I also help in... animal, or what you call bestiality.
Okay. Right, so for the first question is, my girlfriend got her hair all cut short, but I only fancied her when she had long hair. Will I break up with her? Martin from Malone from Talents then.
Well, Martin, let me take it this step. Buy her a feckin' wig. There's loads of shops around with wigs. Put the wig back on her, only when you have coitus. Do not take the wig off afterwards, because you don't want to look at her again. You just want to, when you want.
But do you not think, Mr. Litt?
No, if you
break, Dr. Litt.
If you break, excuse me, don't cost me.
Okay.
Don't cost me. The last person to cost me is in hospital. Okay. All right. But if you buy wig, you can buy different color wig every week.
Okay.
And then she look like different girl every week.
Okay.
So it's like a different coitus every week.
Okay. But is it not the woman's right to do whatever they want to their own hair? Why should a man demand that they look the way they want? Like everyone's individual and should be able to express themselves.
This is a man's world.
I disagree with you, Mr. Litt.
Listen, you asked me in your show. I give you my
opinion. Frankly, I didn't ask you.
I'm not
You've
Frank.
Just arrived.
I'm Charles.
Okay, but you seriously think women are second-class citizens and are... Well, if on a scale, would you put an elephant, an animal, a whale, any sort of animal, and women? Which is higher in the scale of things?
It's level.
Women are level with animals and on the global scale.
No, don't be silly. You put words into my mouth.
I didn't of any sort of.
It is actually that the women are on same level as man.
But that's how.
But in relationship.
Yeah.
Man would put wig on for woman. So why not women put wig on for man? And why?
Because obviously this woman, Martin Malone from Talentown's girlfriend, wanted to have short hair. Why should she then have to put on a wig just to please Martin Malone from Talentown?
See, with this guy, I think.
Yeah.
I am a bit psychiatric as well.
So, okay.
So I can tell.
Oh, psychic, you mean?
Yes, what I say.
Yeah, okay.
I say on. This. Yeah, yeah. You not understand English.
I've a firm grasp of the language, yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Anyway, this guy I know, yeah, from picture you show.
Okay.
He has short hair.
Yes, yes, he does. Very short hair.
But he like long hair girls.
Yes, he does, he does.
And he, how you say, is a rocker? Oh, I did say a rocker.
Yeah, he is
a rocker. So he like long hair girls.
I think he would prefer Metlo.
Mentler. Yeah. Okay, I not understand Mentler. I understand Mentler.
Okay.
Because I study for these people. And I say he is Mentler.
Yes, he is a Mentler. Yeah. Yes,
so, anyway, I think he like long hair. And he want long hair on a girl. So, when he do coitus, he pull her hair. See, when short hair, you can't pull its hair.
Okay.
So, what I say to his girlfriend is, I'm not sure her name.
I'm Jessica.
Jessica. Okay, like the rabbit?
Jessica
Rabbit. Okay, we call her Jessica Rabbit just for pure radio purpose. But I think he like it because he want pull hair, because when he have coitus, it's the only time, because if she have short hair, he can't grip.
Okay.
I hope that help.
I hope it helps too as well. Have we time for another question? Or
yes, I have. I could take one more question maybe.
Okay. Let me see. Just hold on here.
If each week you like, you know, you listener.
I'm not a listener, I'm the host, Charles.
Okay, okay. Yeah. If you like your listener to let you know, how they get in contact.
There are many ways that you can get it. So you can send your problem to SaturdaySuperhouseFM@gmail.com. You can leave the problem on Facebook, or you could have loads of sense and not send one in at all.
Okay.
I'm a twin.
Okay.
And a friend told me she saw me out with my boyfriend at a nightclub when I was away. So, who do I blame? My sister? My boyfriend? Hold on. Was it a genuine mistake on his part, as we're only together 2 weeks? Or is my sister checking if he's genuine? So, I think what you're saying there, she was away.
Yes.
She has a twin sister, looks exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
While she was away... She's not saying where she's away.
You know how twin sisters come about from one same egg. They disperse, and that's how twins. Sorry, go.
So the sister went out with the boyfriend.
Uh huh.
Why did the sister go out with the boyfriend? Did the boyfriend know it was the sister? What? Explain. Tell me.
Well, see. Most men, they take out 3 planks.
Okay.
Okay. So
speak for yourself.
In this island, most take. Right?
Okay.
In motherland, no, it's good. We're all very good. So I think, personally, he didn't give a quap.
Okay.
And he wants both sisters.
Okay, okay. Which is fair enough, isn't it?
But you could have you could have one for during the week.
Okay.
And one for the weekend, for good wear.
So what's the advice to the girl who's actually
shut up bitching. Why you bitch? You women always bitch. Why you bitch? He take it 3 planks, so let him at it.
Okay, that's very insightful. I feel that my IQ has lowered considerably by talking to you. So, and you will be back every week.
I will try come in and help you with these problems, because Ireland had a lot of problems.
Yeah, and you are the only sane man in Ireland. Is this what you're saying?
Well, yes, because I am from Germany.
All right.
And that's why I am own sane man.
Okay.
You know, I tell everyone here, I talk to your Taoiseach. Taoiseach him. I talk to him. Oh, he take it 2 planks.
Oh, very much. He's European Man of the Year or something, though, isn't he? Something stupid.
Yeah, but that was given to him by Greece. They have no money.
And Spain.
They have no money.
So are we going to go into a song now, are we? Or what's the plan here?
Well, I will head off now.
Yes.
And yeah. I will talk to you next week.
Yes, okay. So now we're going to go into a request for George. Say hello to George, Charles.
Hello, George. Have you a problem?
No, there's no problem. No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think he'll have the problem. George, you send in text for next week and we tell you how to sort out your love life.
Okay. Right. Bye. A sec.
there with you. I wasn't that scared.
You were scared.
That was Michael Jackson from Thermidor Man, and it's great to have that fella in.
That's me laughing there at the back. Well, not some price.
Now, we're going to go over to the States, Tommy.
Yes.
And we're going to go to Blanche Yams, who has all the gossip, our gossip girl. So let's go over straight away over to Blanche. Blanche, are you there?
Hi. Hi, Tommy. Hi, Lane. How y'all doing?
How are ya?
We're fine here now in little old Ireland.
Oh, I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Deadly. Now, what I want to find out off you, you're going to be our new Gollum. gossip columnist. And you've got some of the stories knocking on from over there. What's happening over in the States?
Oh, I do indeed. I've got some celebrities that were tweeting this week and some celebrities that were caught on camera and some mistaken identity stuff going on on over in the States here.
Great stuff. Great. That sounds like very juicy sort of section of the show.
I heard you call me Gollum. I'm no Gollum.
He said Gollum.
Well, I mean, it could have been worse, Blanche. Look at our new love, Agni Uncle, that was on beforehand. You could have been called anything.
Yeah, I could have. But I've got one celebrity that will give your child later run for his money.
Okay, well, so let's hear about him.
Okay, in tweeting this week, we've had a couple of tweets. We've had a celebrity, Sherry Shepherd. She's a comedy actress. She's been in Guess Who, and she's been voiced in Madagascar 2. She tweeted, OMG, just woke up and my rear is plugged. She said she tried everything. She tried yawning. She tried pinching her nose, closing my mouth, pushing out my breath, but it just won't unstop. So, but Not a while later, she realized her mistake, and she tweeted that she meant to put an actual space in between the "er." She meant her right.
That's a very dangerous mistake to make to such a public forum such as Twitter.
Certainly is. And I'm sure Dr. Charles Litt would have had plenty to how to unplug it.
We would call that a Charles Litt slip.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You need the pliers for that, I think, to take it out.
Oh. Anyhow, we have another celebrity, Kelly Osbourne. She tweeted this week that she was not paying attention and she put face wash on her toothbrush instead of toothpaste. So I think my guess is that she finally had her mouth washed out with soap.
It was a long time coming, in fairness, with that one.
I think so. Has anything ever happened like you boys coming in and mistaking something else for toothpaste?
No. I don't think so.
The closest is you can kind of come is, you know, the shaving foam thing where you put it in, you think it's a deodorant, but I've never actually got so far as that I put shaving foam under my arms. But
No, not just yet, anyway. I think I've actually put air freshener for the house, so I tried that once.
Yeah, but you did that on purpose, though.
Yes,
that
was, I did. Yeah. It was an experiment.
Yeah. Failed miserably.
Funny. Well, it'll keep the flies away, that's for sure.
I don't know, there's a lot of flies around.
It wasn't a fly spray. It was a deodorant, thanks, an air spray, thanks, Blanche.
Oh, an air spray.
Yeah, but you guys wouldn't have that over there, would you?
I'm sure they do. They've all the modern technology.
All right, okay.
Yeah. So, have you any other news for us? Any other tweets?
Is Donald Trump. Now, he's a celebrity that gives your Charles Litt a run for his money. He's become the latest celebrity love guru. And he's been tweeting several times about a couple of relationships, and the one he's getting most rap for is the relationship of our past, that Robert Pattinson, that little cutie, with his relationship with Kristen Stewart.
Right.
He tweeted that he should not take her back, that she cheated on him like a dog, and she'll do it again.
Are dogs known for cheating? Is that a known fact of nature that dogs are cheaters?
Something you'd need to have to ask Dr. Charles.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can put that to him next week.
Absolutely. Well, now, Donald, obviously, he's a lot of experience with relationships. I mean, he's had 3 marriages, and he's been a cheater himself and divorced twice due to cheating, so he probably knows a dog when he sees one.
He looks a bit like a dog, though, doesn't he?
Well, his hairstyle. That's his hairstyle. Yeah.
But he did, I think he might have gone to the same school as Charles Litt, because he did tweet again that he was getting a lot of hassle from Twilight fans, all those tryhards were getting on to him, and he said, look, if I took Robert to his Miss Universe, he'd see soon fans. But he also had something to say about Katy Perry as well, and he did say that although Katy Perry would be no bargain herself, and I think we might all agree there, but she should stay away from John Mayer, that he's a bit of a date and tell guy as well. So I think Donald's thinking about, you know, lawsuits there. He'd be used to that too, I think.
Blanche, just on the matter of Katy Perry anyway.
Yes.
I've kissed a girl and I liked it and all that kind of carry on.
Liam.
Did you ever kiss a girl and like it?
Oh, I'm a beauty pageant queen. I would never do something like that.
Really? No. You've spoiled an entire childhood on me. I thought it was all about the girl on girl.
Nothing like that goes on at our pageant.
Oh. It's very clean cut. It's very
very well. Now, I wouldn't say clean cut. We're very bitchy, and we'd like to stick our leg out and try and trip it.
Well, Blanche, I did actually hear Dr. C. Litt, and he said that all right. He said girls are bitchy, so I'm only retweeting as such.
We're very competitive, and I did hear about those twin girls here with Charles Litt, who was dating that one guy. I mean, they're going to end up having a big competition to see who could be the better girlfriend with him, I can tell you.
That's a very good situation for the young
the guy
man
to be
in.
Yeah, absolutely. Any more stuff from over your side of the pond?
We got a weird one. I found out a weird one last night.
Yeah.
This is about Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey, now we all know that she's a bit of a diva, but we might put it down to the stress over the constant fighting with Nicki Minaj on the X Factor over here in the States. But Mariah, she demanded an 8-hour massage.
Nice.
8 hours nonstop. And the masseuse, he charged apparently $1,500. But that's not the weirdest part. The weird part is that she requested that, allegedly requested that she played the movie Borat.
Oh, right.
With Sacha Baron Cohen, that had to be played on loop.
Oh, right, nice.
She watched that for 6 times over.
That's very normal behaviour, isn't it? That's like something that a very sane person would do.
Very. Yeah. So she must be under a lot of stress.
Yeah, stress. She's under a lot of stress.
Yeah, I'm sure her money
She's on a lot of stress.
Well, I'm sure her money can buy her a lot of stress relief.
8 hours. 8 hours of stress
eight
relief.
8 hours of stress relief.
8 hours, yeah. Of a massage, let's say.
Yeah, absolutely. That's that's a good one.
But it's also that isn't her husband also in hospital at the moment, and she was getting an 8 hour massage?
Right. Well, you know, it's a stressful time when.
Well, he could be causing it all the stress.
He could be. Anyhow, another celebrity is mistaken identity of the week. Flavor Flav, you know that rapper from Public Enemy?
Yep.
He put his foot in it this week. He had great mistaken identity with Miss Miley Cyrus. They were at the iHeart Music Festival, and they were filmed chatting and schmoozing, and they were all kissing, and oh, you're better. When Flavor let slip when he walked away that he thought he was chatting to Gwen Stefani. And it was all caught on camera, and it obviously owing to Miley's, and he does actually look like Gwen Stefani, but he was all air kissing her and telling her she was great. But the worst was that it was actually filmed that Miley, she actually heard as well. She was still in earshot when she heard that him saying that, oh, that was Gwen Stefani, I can't believe it. So what made it worse is he ran back and he said, oh, I don't believe you. And he said to his publicist, that was Miley Cyrus. So we ran back to Miley and went, oh, Billy Ray, I love you. Miley smiled at her and she said, Flavor, I heard you think I was Gwen, you dog.
Hey, Blanche, just talking of Miley Cyrus, right, I seen it the other day, an addiction to tattoos on our shows over here in Ireland, and people, some guy in particular, had a load of Miley Cyrus's tattoos. Would you get any Miley Cyrus's tattoos on yourself?
Oh no, but I'd get Billy Ray.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd get Billy Ray.
So tell me, Blanche, you're gonna join us every week or every couple of weeks, or what way are you fixed?
I will indeed. I'll try my best. It just depends on what those celebrities are up to.
Yeah, yeah.
Themselves. Yeah, but we'll try, because they normally slip up quite a bit.
Excellent, excellent. Blanche, thank you very much for taking our call. We hope all is good over in the States there with you and your family. And we hope to see you soon.
Oh, thank you. You take care now.
Bye.
Bye.
Zelly Strauss, Tommy and Lee. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his bane hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive at their vocal group, Crypt Kicker 5.
They did the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Whoa.
Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring.
Whoa.
Seems he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa. Whoa.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and
Whoa.
Said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Whoa.
Now everything
sings cool tracks a part of the band. When my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them board it, thank you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash. Impetuous young boy.
Sometimes stupid events happen daily. Saturday Superhouse brings you weird news.
A man in southern India married a female dog, and I forgot to put in the name of the story.
All right. Indian, so the name of the story is Man in India Marries Female Dog.
No, Indian man marries dog.
That's what I said, only in a different order.
Yeah, but it's better this way.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let me do my one. You do your one. A man in southern India married...
Southern India.
Yeah, southern India, you know.
Southern, yeah.
It's like a bit like southern America, would it be? No.
Or South Africa.
Yeah.
Why not? I'll do with South.
Yeah, I'll do with South. Southern India married a female dog.
Southern India married the whole of southern India married a female
in
dog.
In a traditional Hindu ceremony, as an attempt to atone for his stoning of two other dogs to death, he gave them drugs. P. Skalvilapakamar married the sari draped former stray named Selvi.
Right.
Chosen by the family members and then batted and clothed for the ceremony.
Batted.
Yeah, he battered it.
Batted it.
Battered it.
Covered in batter. Yeah. Got made flour.
If you go to Scotland, they can batter anything you want. So it could be in Scotland.
That's extremely racist.
Ceremony Sunday.
Now back to your funny story about the Indians. Right.
Shalimar.
Next week we will be off the air.
Shalimar 33 told the Saturday Superhouse he had been suffering since he stoned the dogs to death 15 years ago. After that, my legs and hands got paralysed and I lost my hearing. Saturday Superhouse said an astrologer had told Shalimar that the wedding was the only way he could cure himself. Doggone.
Drinking beer in backyard of crime scene. See, that's how you do a title name, you know, you put it in.
Well, sorry, I'm glad I woke with a professional.
Drinking beer in backyard of a crime scene. Authorities say that a man returned home to find the alleged burglar of his house casually drinking beer in the backyard.
Hamburglar.
The Bahurahura took place.
I love the pronunciation of these words, the definition.
On October 19 in Clarksville, Tennessee, when the victim discovered...
That's where Judy lives.
Is it? Well, there you go. Could be Judy's backyard. When the victim discovered someone had entered the residence and that several items were missing. When the homeowner checked out the backyard, he saw Clyne Brock, a man he knew but had not granted permission to enter the house. Brock, aged 27, was casually standing around, holding a beer in one hand and another one in his back pocket. Brock isn't the first robber to make himself at home during a job.
Do you know that?
Right.
Two hands and only one mouth.
Earlier this year, Russell Neff was accused of breaking and entering into a home in Salisbury, Michigan?
I don't
Someone
know.
Tell me. Stripping down to his underwear and cooking a chicken pot pie belonging to the victim. Oh, and he licked the remote control. I didn't know. Meanwhile, Vinride Akinrakinrakinrakinrakinfly was arrested for breaking into a hotel room just to order room service.
Police hunt farting dissident. Police in Poland have launched a nationwide hunt for a man who farted loudly when asked if he thought what he thought of the president. But this is not even a Polish name. Hubert Hoffman, 45, was charged with contempt for the office of the head of the state for his actions after he was stopped by police in a routine check at a Warsaw railway station. He complained...
Warsaw railway station.
When in doubt, just make it all the one word. He complained that under President Lech Walesa and his twin brother, Yaroslav, the country was returning to a communist-style dictatorship. When told to show more respect for the country's rulers, he farted loudly and was promptly arrested.
I think that should be encouraged worldwide. What do you think? Who's going to win, Romney or Barack Obama? Family alleged gets brain and bag from funeral home. A New Mexico family that was outraged to receive their dead relative's brain in a bag wants to give the funeral home a piece of their mind. See what they did there?
Very good.
I like the link there.
Yeah. The brain was inside a plastic bag labelled brain, which was shipped in a container filled with the deceased's personal effects, according to me. The family, who has not been identified, says a foul load, or maybe it was the farting man's brain, coming from the container led them to discover the allegedly misplaced brain. So you get loads of stuff in the post, and you just don't look at this jar marked brain and go, I wonder what that
is. I wouldn't open that one. I'd wait last. It's like something eating your dinner.
However, the New Mexico Court of Appeals ruled on October 24th that the family cannot sue the Utah business that prepared the body, or the relative's body. The associate of, no, I report, right? Not
Sorry, Superhouse.
The court said that the out-of-state funeral home does not have enough contact with New Mexico to be sued, though.
Be strong. A guy that escaped from prison entered a house to find a couple in bed. He asked the guy to stand up, and he ties him to the chair while tying the woman to the bed. He approaches her, kisses her on the neck, and stands up and goes to the bathroom. The man says to the woman, "Look at this criminal. He was in jail for years and didn't see a woman for years. I saw how he kissed you. If he wants sex, give it to him, or he will get mad and kill us. Be strong, my darling. I love you." The woman replies back to the man, "He didn't kiss me. He whispered something in my ear. He told me he was gay. He thinks you are cute, and he asked if there's any Vaseline in the house. I told him to go to the bathroom. Be strong, darling. I love you too."
This one's for Judy. Mourners flee after man turns up alive at his own wake. A 41-year-old car washer from northeastern Brazil shocked his family by turning up at his own wake after his family mistakenly identified a murdered local man at the morgue as him. This is reported by Saturday's Superhouse, and definitely not by local media. Family and friends in the town of in Baja State were gathered around the body of another car washer resembling Gilberto Alarjuno. He was from Italy, obviously. When he showed up after being told of his death by a friend who had spotted him on the street, I said, Guys, I'm alive! Pinch me, I'm alive! He's, no, that's very stereotypically racist.
No, I'm just asking because you've done
that. Arjuno told O Globo News website, translated from the Portuguese, with the Portuguese accent.
All right, okay.
He had not seen his family for about 4 months until
that
then.
Sound Portuguese.
It was a fright! Oh, I was so frightened, I couldn't believe that they all thought I was dead! Oh, I was shocked, I didn't know what to do! Oh my
Tommy's
god!
Tommy's face has just gone red.
Yeah. His mother, shopkeeper Maria Marenes, said some of those attending the wake fainted, while others just fled. On first learning of the confusion, Arjuno tried to call an acquaintance at the wake to inform him that he was alive, but this call was dismissed as a prank.
It could be a zombie.
The corpse has now been returned. me and Liam in a basement because everyone's dead in Dundalk and they're all zombies. You know, continuing that dead horse.
That's the one.
Hold on,
the
hold on, hold on. That's me beating it. Dead horse, beating it.
No, that was with the cows earlier on. They were knocking in.
Oh yeah, hold on. We need the cows again.
Yeah, I think we've got the cows again. Tommy.
Yeah.
Halloween originated in Ireland over 2,000 years ago. Ireland is typically believed to be the birthplace of Hollywood. Halloween.
Called Seven, I believe. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. this is fun facts about Halloween, by the way, in case anyone didn't know what was going on. Because the movie Halloween from 1978, Liam,
yes,
was on such a tight budget, they had to use the cheapest mask. did you know this?
No.
And it turned out to be, who do you think the mask
was? Oh, you read this one already. No, yeah. William Shatner painted white. Right. Tommy,
did you know the first jack-o'-lanterns were actually made from turnips?
No, I did not.
Right.
And I don't really care. Sorry, I'm only
Halloween messing. Is the second highest grossing commercial holiday after Christmas.
You know, scarecrows are popular.
Hold on, Halloween is more higher grossing than Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Really?
It's about the best time of the year.
It is the best. One of my favourites.
Yes. I seen that. Yeah. By your house.
Yeah.
You're getting more.
Because I've written on my house. This is one of my favourites.
It's just right. Yeah. Yes, I don't like Christmas. I don't like Easter.
I love Christmas too.
Do you?
Yeah, I do love Christmas.
Okay, we'll get back to that.
The word witch.
Yes.
Comes from Old English wice, meaning wise woman. In fact, Wiccan were highly respected people at one time. Not now, because they seem to be considered a bit of a joke because of films and all that. But it's an actual religion, Wiccan. I'm not finished. According to popular belief, witches...
I would hate to disturb you for any goddamn reason.
According to popular belief...
Yes.
And not based on any fact. Okay. Just popular belief. Witches held one of their two main meetings or Sabbats on Halloween night. Samhain, as we've discussed.
Do you know, as we were talking about Halloween...
Sort of pagans and druids.
Halloween type stuff as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do talk about different shows and everything. And you know, the whole thing. American Horror Story, I cannot...
I know, forget.
Talk about it enough. It's absolutely fantastic. If you get a chance, check it out. American Horror Story. It's brilliant. Check it out. It's, as we've seen, we're in the horror season and all that. Tommy, scarecrows are a popular Halloween fixture. Symbolise the ancient agricultural roots of the holiday.
Very good.
That's it.
An intense and persistent fear of Halloween. Who would be scared of Halloween? Like, fair, you can be scared of zombies, things, but I'm scared of Halloween. It's called Samhainophobia. Samhainophobia is the fear of Halloween. 50% of kids prefer to receive candy for Halloween, compared with 24% who prefer non-chocolate candy, and 10% preferred gum. The rest of them obviously preferred money.
Well, I found out why the whole ghost sheets were used. You know, we've talked about this before, and I've just discovered why.
Right.
It was discovered in Scotland.
Really?
Scottish girls believed they could see images of their future husband if they hung out wet sheets in front of the fire on Halloween.
Right.
Right. Other girls believe they would see their boyfriend's faces if they looked into the mirrors while walking downstairs at midnight on Halloween. Others believe they are just bitches.
What about Bloody Mary? Never hear it. Would you do that?
No, tell me that.
Is it Hail Mary backwards three times, looking into a mirror while peeling an apple, lighting a candle and all that?
No. Right, that then takes it back to, right, the film The Candyman. Say it three times.
Candyman.
Yeah. And then there's in Horror Story, American Horror Story, where you had... Piggy. So anyway, that's it.
The owl is a popular Halloween image, Liam. I've never associated owls with Halloween in my life, but in medieval Europe... Something wrong with that owl. Owls were thought to be witches. There you go. Always up on practical thinking in medieval Europe. And to hear an owl's call meant someone was about to die. So, who's dying?
I don't know. Harry Houdini. Hello, everyone. People outside here, the window just...
No, just everyone. Hello, everyone.
It's not zombies or anything that we've seen earlier on. Harry Houdini.
Yes.
From 1874 to 1926.
Yes.
Was one of the most famous and mysterious magicians who ever lived. Strangely
really?
Enough...
Really? I think he's not that mysterious. There's an awful lot known about him. What's mysterious about him?
He does magic.
Okay.
There's a pop there.
Yeah.
Pop. I've lost my train of thought again. Just getting it back. Strangely enough, he died in 1926 on Halloween as a result of appendicitis brought on by three stomach punches.
Yeah, because he had this trick that he could do, that you could punch him in the stomach and he would be able to survive it, but he would allow anyone to do it, but he had to tense up first for it to work, and some guy came up and goes, can I do that thing, and hit him before he had a time to chant.
Oh, right, chant. Okay.
Judy, yes, I'm very aware of the White Witches Wiccan thing. I was
You were once a White Witch.
I was never a White Witch, but I know a lot of my good friends are Wiccans. But no, I know a lot about it. But yeah, so highest respect for all that stuff, Judy. I'm only having a laugh. The world's largest pumpkin ever measured was grown by Norm Craven. He broke the world record in 1993 with an 836 pound pumpkin.
Really?
According to my sheet of paper. Stephen Clark holds the record for the world's fastest pumpkin carving time, 24.03 seconds, smashing his previous record of 54.72. How can you 54? Oh yeah, you can.
You know most of the like, you're talking about them big pumpkins now.
Big pumpkins.
You go into any of the shops now at the minute, and they're all little. They're like an apple.
Go into Aldi, they're quite big.
Are they?
The rules of the competition state that
little don't have big ones.
The rules of the competition state that the pumpkin must weigh less than 24 pounds and be carved in a traditional way, which requires at least eyes, nose, ears, and a mouth.
Tommy, dressing up as ghouls and other spooks originated from ancient Celtic tradition of townspeople disguising themselves as demons and spirits. The Celts believed that disguising themselves this way would allow them to escape the notice of real spirits wandering the streets.
That sounded like you just stopped in the middle of a sentence.
No.
Souling is a medieval Christian precursor to modern day trick-or-treating. On Hallowmas, which is November the 1st, I did not know that, the poor would go door-to-door offering prayers to the dead in exchange for soul cakes. I want a soul cake!
Soul train. I tell you, why do, right?
Why do birds suddenly appear?
Yeah.
Every time.
I see.
You are near. No. Just like me. They long to be close to you.
La, 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 la. No, actually, England have Guy Fawkes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They have to always be different, because if you go to the States, you go to Canada, you go to anywhere else in the world, they've Halloween.
Yeah.
And England then go to Guy Fawkes. You're about to explain.
England do have Halloween. Guy Fawkes is November 5th, yeah. And it's...
They do celebrate Halloween as well.
Of course they do.
I always thought it was just
Guy
Fawkes.
No, Bonfire Night is...
Is what they call it.
The, yeah. Okay. No, they call it Halloween, but it's just there are Bonfire Night, and their Bonfire Night's different nights. And theirs on the 5th of November, when Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the Parliament.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's just a different holiday. It's not in place of Halloween.
Come here, according to tradition...
Hold on, I have a fact here that...
Excuse me, I'm in here for... No, don't you disturb me in the middle of it.
You were saying that the trick-or-treating comes from the Celts?
Yes.
No, Liam.
Well, your paper can't be right and mine be wrong.
I can. The first known mention of trick-or-treating in print, Liam, I take it back, in North America occurs in 1927 in Canada.
There you go.
Blackie Alberta, Canada. I'll have you know, Blackie Alberta. Ooh-doo-doo, character from the 20s, Blackie Alberta, coming down the street.
If you could only see what he's doing here now. Go on.
Halloween is short for Hallows Eve, Hallows Evening, or All Hallows, which is the sanctified or holy day, or Holy Mass on November the 1st. Well, I've never heard of Holy Mass. Anyway, it's the day before All Saints Day, where the Catholic Church decided, we've a load of saints, we're not giving them all a day, chucking them in one day.
Well... Just speaking of that, Mexico celebrates the Day of the Dead.
Yeah, and awesome parades.
Dia de los Muertos. Mm-hmm. On the Christian holidays, All Saints Day, November the 1st, and All Souls Day, November the 2nd, instead of Halloween. The townspeople dress up like ghouls and parade down the street.
Black and orange are typically associated with Halloween, we would all agree, would we not?
Yes.
Orange is a symbol of strength and endurance, and along with brown and gold, stand for harvest and autumn. Fair enough, I can see that. I can go with that. Black is typically a symbol of death and darkness. An acts as a reminder that Halloween once was a festival that marked the boundary between life and death.
Well, I want someone to try... I want someone to try this tonight, this particular one. According to tradition, if a person wears his or her clothes inside out, or if a person wears her clothes and... No, anyway. Inside out, then walks backwards on Halloween, he or she will see a witch at midnight.
I'm not believing it.
No?
Halloween is thought to have originated around 4000 BC, before Creasy. Which means Halloween has been around for 6,000 years. Actually, 6,000?
6,012. No way.
Yeah. In 1970, a 5-year-old boy, Kevin Tostin, allegedly ate Halloween candy laced with heroin. Tragedy.
Very, very, very
Investigators
nice.
Later discovered the heroin belonged to the boy's uncle and was not intended for Halloween candy at all.
Tommy.
Liam.
How are you?
It's great.
Halloween is... variously being called All Hallows Eve, as we know, Witch's Night, Lamb's Wool, Snap Apple Night,
Lammas. Huh? Lamb's ass.
Snap apple night. Sauron and Summer's End.
Say that last one again.
No. Yeah. That's why I glossed over that real quickly.
Sauron.
Tang
Chang.
That was in Lord of the Rings.
Tang Chang. Or the Lantern Festival, one of Halloween's festivals in China. So even China celebrate Halloween's, and you think that people in England didn't. Shame on you. Lanterns shaped like dragons and other animals are hung around houses and streets to help guide the spirits back to their earthly homes. Liam is having a fit. To honour their deceased loved ones, family members leave food and water by the portraits of the ancestors.
Tommy.
What?
We're going to go now to...
Bye bye.
We're going to take a song up to that, and then we'll see you again after the break.
Yeah, well.
The stars creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear.
Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
Don't listen to a word I say. The screams all sound the same.
Though the truth may vary this,
For this week's Liam Explains.
Liam explains things, things, things. Liam explains things, things.
Someone asked during the week, what is that? So, what is it? Tell them what the song
it's,
is.
It's the section where Liam explains things. Ha! You mean the music?
Absolutely.
It's from a TV show, British TV show from years ago that was kind of the British equivalent of The Twilight Zone, I suppose, isn't
it? A bit like it, yeah. It was Tales of the Unexpected. Oh, yeah. Another one. Was that British or was it American? It was Hammer House of Horror. That was British, wasn't it?
British, yeah.
Yeah, another one of them. Now, this week, seeing as we are in the throes of passion.
The Louis Theroux.
No, of Halloween.
Yeah.
I decided to break down the thing that is werewolves.
Okay.
Right?
Lycans. It's the word.
I like it.
Lycans.
Anyway, nothing to do with what you were just saying. The werewolf.
Okay.
The image of the werewolf was across the moors in England and the whole
fog.
Foggy.
Yeah,
but it's a load of crap.
All right, okay.
It's another one of these. I told you, I keep telling you every week, the Wikipedia and the internet
Wikipedia.
Yeah, that comes in about this. This has nothing to do with actual werewolves that turned into, you see wolves and then they turn into...
Is Wikipedia? Is that like that? Is that where it comes from? I think it is. Explain that next week, Liam.
We'll see.
Okay.
Anyway.
Werewolves. Once were wolves.
No, they weren't.
Okay.
If you actually listen to the guys on the Foster's ad.
Okay.
Right?
The Australian beer ad.
The Australian Foster's. Beer. Yeah, this is where it came.
That they don't actually have in Australia.
This is where it came from.
Okay.
Right? Werewolves actually came from this ad.
From an ad?
Yes.
From an advertisement?
Yeah.
So, even before TV, radio was invented, and the legends of werewolves, or lichens, as we like them, so it's some sort of time travel thing as well, then, is it?
No, I think, like, that was a fantasy that was in someone's head.
What was?
The werewolves, that they're holding of biting people on the neck, and on the full moon,
I don't think werewolves are known for biting people on necks, are they?
Or love bites, or whatever it is.
Is that a vampire thing?
No. Go with me here.
I'm going
Eating all parts of it and turning into a werewolf then on the next full moon.
Yeah.
That's a load of crap.
Okay, very strange.
What it actually came from was, as I said, the two guys that are on the Forrester's ad.
Yeah.
They actually, what they've done is, they get a phone call.
Lichen Trophy.
They get a phone call.
Lichen Trophy. I like a trophy.
Would you?
I'd like a trophy.
If you take part in some sport, you might get one. But anyway, the guys take a phone call from a guy that wants to know, should he go on holidays and shave his back? He is actually a werewolf.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And because he's...
A werewolf.
Yeah. He's constantly... He's just covered with hair. And that's how it came about. It's nothing to do with any of the vicious rumours and the moon and the whole lot and Halloween. Nothing.
Okay.
It's completely simple as that. So if you drink a Foster's beer...
Okay.
You will then become...
A werewolf.
But you won't eat anyone, you won't kill anyone, and you don't change into it on the moon. You change into it by drinking Foster's.
You're suggesting that whatever...
No, I'm not suggesting. I am telling.
Okay, you're suggesting.
I am telling.
Suggesting.
Telling.
Insinuating.
Okay, let's go with it.
That whatever ingredients are added to this drink, this Foster's alcoholic drink, beer, a lager.
Yes.
It's more than hops, malt, or barley. Yep. There's something else in it that promotes...
Hair growth. Yes.
In males only or in females?
Well... Mostly the men drink it, but I have seen one or two female what they would term as werewolves.
I think the medical term is hirsute, isn't it, for growing hair or extra hair?
Hirsute. If you actually look at their hands, the palm of the hand will have a hair on it too.
That's a sign of cancer, isn't it? Hair on the palm of your hands.
No, it's a sign you drink
and
a lot.
And then you look, and then someone goes, "Oh, it slaps your face."
No, it's a sign of Foster's beer.
So let me get this.
Yeah.
Let me get this, Liam.
Yeah, I like the way you actually learn about this each week. So fair play.
Yeah. So only one type of alcoholic drink.
Yes.
An Australian beer. Yeah. I suppose an Australian beer that you can't actually.
Well, it wouldn't be like there is other beers and the Australian
beers
beer
are
of Australian 4X, right?
Yeah.
That's nothing to do with it.
Yeah. All these beers
couldn't give
are brewed
4X.
Locally. It will also be like. I'm sure it's brewed in the EU same way as Budweiser, the American beer, is also brewed in the EU when we get it over here, so different. So the drinking of this manna from the gods,
yes,
this makes you hairy,
yes,
and then do you become more like kind of bitchy and you bite at people? Is it more of an emotional personality
trait?
You snap at people. And is it then the thing where you can pass it on to people is that because you have this alcohol in your system, this thing.
That's why it makes you snap and it makes you bitchy towards people.
And then
people.
If you bite someone and a bit of that alcohol goes into their blood.
Yeah, that's how
they... virus.
It's similar to how the old... That's where the whole adage came of the werewolf when you bite someone and the next full moon.
Where was the moon come into? Where's the moon?
Well,
the moon? Is it because no one can afford to go out more than once a month?
That's where people came along. They only went out when there was light because it was too dark other than that because they couldn't afford lights years ago.
Correct.
So it was actually when they drank the beer. That's where the werewolf allegedly came from,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
So it's not actually... It came from the beer Foster's.
And
because they couldn't give a 4X.
But this ad is a recent ad.
No, it's been there for a long time. They've actually just started using that ad again. That ad was out about 200 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
A TV ad 200 years ago.
Yeah, but it's only actually used again because they found it in the archives. Because if you look at the two guys, they're a lot older than they actually are.
Really?
Yeah. So they would actually... that's how that comes about. That the because they couldn't give a 4X for anything else.
Right.
So it's Foster's beer that causes it. Right?
4X.
Yeah. So if you say...
4 eggs.
If you had coitus with...
Here we go again. What is it with you and coitus?
If you had coitus with a woman and you actually drank Foster's, you can actually give her the hair follicles.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second, Liam. I'm sorry. I know you're explaining things, but I think you're explaining. Nonsense.
Tommy, I told you like this, and anything you read on the internet, anything about it, is complete wacko.
Okay.
Right? What I tell you each week...
So, tell me, vampires, what beer does that come from?
No, no, that's another show.
Is that from drinking white wine or red wine or something?
No, red wine.
Red wine.
If you're gonna ask me questions like that, at least know where it's coming from.
Well, see, the red wine thing is it does get all on your lips and your teeth and all that, so you do look like a vampire. And then the sugar, is there sugar in mine? There is.
Yeah.
Erode your pinchers, is that your teeth?
Your, I was going to say canines, but yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and so they become sharper and stuff like that. So all of these kind of animal alcohol. Supernatural thing are actually alcohol related.
Yeah.
Right, that's interesting.
Yeah, Twilight's the same. Do you know the animals that's in Twilight?
I've no idea what Twilight
I haven't a clue what it is because I've just seen it the other night. That's why I only brought
you
it
watched
up.
It?
No, I didn't. I seen a clip of it the other night.
Right, did you get sick?
No.
Did you die, keel over, faint?
No, I didn't. But
did you feel that
that's
even
how
the 30 seconds werewolves. Of the clip?
Werewolves are in that, but they actually didn't drink the beer in it, so there must be a new beer that's starting to take hold over here now. But that's how werewolves come about. So if I can ask people, when you go out over Halloween, don't drink Foster's because you will turn into a werewolf.
A forester.
You'll turn into a forester. So that's about all we have for Liam McLean this week.
Yeah, so on the live chat page, George and Evie are talking about the fact that George makes comics. Yes, just like me, and that's how I know him. That's how we met on, I'd say, Twitter, probably, was it? Yeah.
And what we want to do is, if you expand our page, or our listenership to all your friends, tell them about this great show. Even if you don't believe it, tell them about this great show that's going around on Fundalk FM, Saturday Superhouse, and you can let them know what's happening here with the show, and we will invite them in to join us.
Yeah.
Where they can listen in on SaturdaySuperhouse.com.
Yeah.
They can join us on Not Like Me this week. Tommy, I found a few funny classifieds.
Okay.
Right. You know the word illiterate?
Yes. Can you spell it?
Write today for free help. This is what it was up in one of the ads. Illiterate. Write today for free help. Dog for sale. Eats anything. Is fond of children.
Yeah.
Right? 3-year-old teacher needed for preschool. Experience preferred.
3-year-old teacher. Yeah. Yes.
Man wanted to work in dynamite factory. Must be willing to travel. Right? Wanted. Man to take care of cow that does not smoke or drink.
Yeah, most cows smoke and drink.
Yeah, but you hear them earlier on. They were banging on the door. Surgeon wanted. For a new health clinic opening in the area. No experience needed. Must have own tools.
Fair enough.
You know? Free rent in exchange for elderly woman.
That sounds true. There's no actual other meaning for that one.
Statistics show that pregnancy drops off significantly after the age of 25.
Oh, really? That's funny, yeah.
Teen pregnancy, that's your that's
We all laughed. We all gathered around and laughed and hugged like men do.
Congratulations to George Brownridge for pleasing 15 women for an entire day. We are all exhausted and very satisfied, and we look forward to seeing you next year. We thank you all. There you go.
How right, I just adding a bit more to the comic thing that is going on the live chat.
Yeah.
If my comics are available all around the world, if you go to TommyKelly.com, TommyMMIE, there's some free stuff in there. Now, be warned, my comics are very adult orientated and not safe for work at all. There's nudity, bad language, all that stuff. My comic that I have out at the minute is The Holy Numbers, and you can find out more about that in TheHolyNumbers.com. And we've talked about it before in the show, but the first collection, the first digital PDF collection is out at the minute, and you can purchase that by paying whatever you want, any amount whatsoever. So if you would like to support me in my day job, then go to TommyKelly.com, TommyMMIE, or go to TheHolyNumbers.com. And there's loads of free stuff there, but you can also give me money. Give me money!
But we know you won't, so it's free.
Yeah.
Tommy,
yes.
A few of these other bits and pieces that we have here.
Yeah.
The killer's role in Scream was originally supposed to be white. The director changed it to black.
The killer's role?
Yes.
Or maybe robe.
Oh, sorry, robe. I look at that, robe. See, like everything else, I do not read it first. Was supposed to be, it was changed to black because they were afraid it looked too similar to a KKK robe.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad to film though. Halloween celebrations in Hong Kong are known as Lula, or the Festival of the Hungry Ghosts, during which fires are lit and food and gifts are offered to placate potentially angry ghosts who might be out looking for revenge. That sounds like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Could be. Tommy, it took 8 days to shoot the Blair Witch Project. 8 months to edit it.
Yeah.
The movie cost $22,000 and to make and made over $240 million.
Yeah, most successful film of all time, going
did
by
you
what
watch it
cost. Yeah, I thought it was great. Loved
really?
It. Yeah, absolutely.
I just couldn't.
Yeah, good for you. Boston, Massachusetts holds the record for the most jack-o'-lanterns lit in at once, 30,128.
Brad Pitt was considered
Brad Pitt.
For the role of I can't even pronounce that.
Ichabod Crane
in Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. And went to Johnny Depp.
I think he would have been better for it anyway. Just looking at Johnny Depp, I think, is scary.
I like Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but he has that scary look about him.
You think?
So, yeah, I think he's nearly made for Johnny Depp.
Yeah. You know? Well, he has that gothic, I suppose, yeah,
but that's what I'm saying, that look to him.
The Village Halloween Parade in New York City is the largest Halloween parade in the United States. The parade includes 50,000 participants and draws over 2 million spectators. That's cool.
Actually, just speaking of Johnny Depp.
Johnny Lack of Depp.
Yeah. Johnny was scary in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory anyway.
The Willy Wonka, the original, is much better. Much better.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But even though when you look at Charlie and Chocolate Factory and Willy Wonka, you see all the so simple, the bits and pieces in the background. It just looks so simple compared to the new stuff they have nowadays.
I know, but yeah.
Tommy.
Yes.
The cocoons in Silence of the Lambs.
Cocoon.
Were made from Tootsie Rolls and gummy bears.
What cocoons in Silence of the Lambs?
I don't know what that one is.
Cocoons.
Cocoons in the Silence of the Lambs. No, that should have been in. I'd say that should have been in Cocoons. No.
It rubs lotion on its skin or it gets toes again.
Yeah, Tootsie Rolls.
Rubs the lotion on the skin. Rubs the lotion on the skin. Was she a great big fat person? In many countries, such as France and Australia, Halloween is seen as an unwanted and overly commercial American influence. According to Liam Burke, early in the show, England does not, under any circumstance, celebrate the Halloween.
Doesn't.
No. Instead, has Guy Fawkes, which is them just being different.
Paranormal Activity was Oren Peli's directorial debut. He changed the ending because Steven Spielberg told him to.
Yeah, and you would. Fair enough. He's had one or two kind of hit movies.
Yeah, one or two.
And here's a happy one to end on.
There is a happy one.
Yeah.
We're not ending.
Are we not ending?
No.
I will go with you and we'll leave my happy one then.
Sleepy Hollow and Bring Out the Dead.
Sleepy Hollow.
Are the last two movies ever to be put on Laserdisc.
Really?
I never actually seen a Laserdisc. I remember them talking
about
it. It's
the size of a record.
Yeah, but yeah. I remember them talking about it coming out. But they were talking about they were going to be in every home. But it never happened.
No, DVD came in. Much DVD. Better.
Pennywise's hair in It. Was Tim Curry's real hair.
Yeah, you can imagine. That was a good film, apart from the ending.
And finally.
Hey, I have a finally one. You do your final one.
No, a finally one is yours, finally.
All right. All right. And a happy one. A happy one. Children are more than twice as likely to be killed in a pedestrian car accident on Halloween than any other night of the year.
Sweet.
Happy ending.
Sweet. That's a real
I'm
happy
I'm messing.
Ending.
I like children.
Now, don't
Couldn't
forget.
Eat a whole one.
We want to thank everyone for joining us today again. Yep. And for our new Blanche Yams over in the States.
And Charles Litt.
And Charles Litt.
Yeah.
And for all our listeners, which we want more.
Yeah, please, everyone, bring one friend with them next week, at least.
You're not allowed to come around the
table. Or if you can't get them in live, make sure that people see the podcast. Because you can download this podcast from Monday. We used to do it straight away, but it seems to be working slightly less well for us when we put it up on the Monday. So that's why we're doing it.
All right. And don't forget, coming up, the Sports Academy with John Murphy and Jason Kelly. They'll take you through the next 2 hours for our local sport. So we're going to finish out with a song today.
Yeah.
We have it for...
Oh, hello Evie, hello Judy, hello George, hello Brick, hello everyone who listened today. And
thanks for listening.
We really, really, really appreciate the interaction and the fun, good times that we have together.
So we're going to finish off with a song for Evie. Evie has requested a song. What is it, Tommy?
I don't know, the Eagles.
The Eagles. Have you got it there?
No.
Oh, I thought you had
said you were getting it lined up ready.
Oh, I apologise. So I'm going to give you this one instead.
Have luck, Evie.
No, I'll do it next week. This one is especially for you. It's The Animals.
Especially for you.